You say that when you say Aramanupanisaya, Aramana is appearing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There must be Aramana all the time because citta arises all the time. But at moment of thinking about Aramanupanisaya, it's not the moment of understand the Aramana. Right? Because no attention to the Aramana. At moment of beginning to understand the Aramana, no thought about Aramanupanisaya. Different moment. So the when one think about Aramanupanisaya, it's only the support or condition for citta and for vitakka to touch on the Aramana when panya developed. But when panya hasn't been developed yet, it's on the thinking about the Aramanupanisaya. But panya can arise anytime and can understand reality at that very moment. It can follow very closely. That's why it says that Dipatthana follow the Aramana. But when we think about the term follow, it's quite far, like the one in front and the other one follow. But actually it's just then. It seems like there's nothing in between. Like for instance, hardness appear. And when there's understanding, it's just understanding the hardness which appears. So it's like together. It seems like together, like seeing and hearing now. But actually, panya is there, understanding that which appears. So there can be the different level of understanding what everyone says, Aramanupanisaya Paccaya, or visible object, or sound, or hearing. But all of these panya can follow. No separation from that Aramana and the panya. Because you see that when there is the touching and hardness appear, when there is no right understanding, it's just ordinary, like usual. But when panya is there, it's as usual, but understanding is there. So right understanding knows that at that very moment, it understands that object. And understanding here is different from thinking about it, because at that moment, there is nothing except that which appears. That is another level of understanding. No word at all. Because at moment of understanding that which appears, how can there be other thing? And on the way to this level of understanding, panya sees attachment or wrong view or intention conditioned by the latent tendency of ditti. Otherwise, if the panya is not wise to attachment and ditti, no way to get rid of it. It's still there, very skillful, always. That's why one goes on the circle of vata, samsara vata, birth and death, non-stop. So anytime there can be more and more understanding, little by little, about whatever is there. So from now on, Aramanupanisaya Paccaya, with what level of understanding, see? Very gradually developed without intention to have it. Otherwise, it's the self again. That's why it says that all four noble truths are very subtle. It's not just walking like Kun Michael showed us.
Aramana Upanisya Pachaya, a condition.
All realities can be conditioned.
Yes, yes. So, understanding of Aramana Upanisya Pachaya when it arises. Just it's not the Upanisya that arises, is
do
it?
Do we have to stick to that word and the term? Upanisya, no. Apakata Upanisya, or Ramana Upanisya,
no.
See?
No, it's understanding by conditions.
At the moment you pick up something you like, there
okay.
can be the understanding, the condition, but you don't have to say that.
Yes, correct.
This condition,
right.
that. But the understanding of realities by different ways, by tattu, by ayata, by conditions, will support the understanding of reality right now.
Mm-hmm. And as I understand, so now there is the liking for this water or this water, and at the moment of liking for this kind of water, that tendency, that particular kind of attachment for this one accumulates more and more. And in just the same way, if there's beginning to understand visible object now, that tendency, that understanding can accumulate knowing that object which appears now. And Alberto, as you said yesterday when we were talking about the three kinds of gotra, this is Upanisya Gotra, Aramana Upanisya.
So it's Arata.
The same. Okay. This is the Aramana, it's the same thing. So it's the development of understanding for the present object which appears. So just like normally, lobha accumulates, but by turning more and more to the reality now, understanding accumulates. So it's the same. Actually, talking about Aramana Upanisya, hearing tonight, helped me to understand more about what we were talking about yesterday. Mm-hmm. So it's the liking which accumulates because of this condition, okay. Aramana Upanisya, or the understanding which accumulates.
Second part.
So the Aramana Upanisya, if it is a liking for a particular object, like for fish rather than for chickens, the liking for that object accumulates. Each time he has a coffee, the liking for that taste accumulates. So this is ordinary daily life, but by beginning to understand more about realities, the understanding for this object, this visible object or sound or whatever appears now, can accumulate. In just the same way.
The understanding of the particular object.
Yes. So, for example, by becoming more and more familiar with visible object now as that which appears, the understanding of visible object can develop, will develop.
Okay.
And this is what was meant by the first gotra yesterday, the accumulated understanding knows what is the right object for awareness and understanding to know at this moment, just like lobha knows what is the object for lobha,
mm-hmm.
or likes the object of lobha.
I see, okay, thank you, that's good. And all of this is very helpful in understanding anatta, no self.
Right. Why we like this? Just
right.
Because of the accumulated tendency. The liking just accumulates, the understanding just accumulates.
And chanda fits in here. Chanda arises. Chanda is an interest in
this.
This,
not that.
That. this water or that water, this recorder or that.
Chanda arises with almost every citta.
And it seems to its function seems to be almost similar to Aramana Upanisiyapachaya.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
Because now we are talking about Aramana,
yes.
Not Chanda.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I have a question about Aramana and Gochara.
Mm-hmm. The same. Another word for Aramana is Gochara.
Gochara, okay. Yeah. And I also have another word like Kamatana. Mm-hmm. Is that again Aramana? Kamatana.
Wawana or what?
Kamatana.
Mm.
Is it again?
Is that object?
Kamatana. Is it only for samatha and or vipassana?
What is kamma?
Okay.
And what is tana?
Okay.
Then one understand what kamatana is.
Is where kamma take place, where kamma is made.
While one is developing understanding, is that not kamma?
Yes.
But different kind of
different kind.
Everyday kamma.
Yes.
But it's still kamma. And yes. Tana is what?
Place.
Or object.
Object. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tana is object.
If you think it's place, what place is it?
Okay. The usual translation just...
That's why we have to understand the meaning, not just the translation.
It's quite a different understanding.
If it's not the right object, can it be the dana for right understanding? Mm-hmm. So no matter it's translated as place, one has to know what does it mean by that place.
As an object.
Yeah. Where cetasikas, other awareness and panya. Only one word can have many meanings for different people.
Yes.
Depending on panya.
Right.
Now what kind of kochara is it?
Concept.
Pardon? Because you see that we are talking about the three kochara, Upanisya kochara, Arakha kochara, and Upanibandha kochara. Now, what kind of kochara is this?
Okay. Certainly not Upanibandha, no?
Upanisya, see? Upanisya. But when Panya develops to the degree that it can be Upanibandha kochara, see? From Upanisya to Arakasa Kochara and to Upanibandha Kochara. Can there be Upanibandha Kochara without Upanisya Kochara?
No. See. But there can be Arakasa without Upanisya, for example, at the moment of Dhan or Sila. Gloria, our friend from Sweden who had hoped to come here but isn't here, these are one or two more of her questions.
She says, in one discourse, Ajahn Sujin said, whatever appears should be object of studying and understanding it better and better. I have had a similar question before, but still, it takes time to get it. If I put it to a situation in daily life, what does it mean practically? How to study in the moment the attachment to food arising, for example. there is always this strong liking to a taste, and attachment arises. In that moment, no awareness. There is only thinking left at this moment, thinking about realities, but how to cling less in that moment and not to give in to the attachment. I don't understand.
I don't want to cling, see? How can I not cling? What about the Upanisaya and Arakkha and Upanibbana? See, this is what we just talked about.
Right, conditions must be like mm-hmm. that.
To understand better that there is no one who can control anything. And usually people are not interested in developing understanding at all. They just want to how. So, are they Buddhist?
Not at that moment, not because it's wanting to control.
Because don't want to understand at all.
Or sometimes they want to understand, but they see understanding as a way to achieve a certain fringe, what you call as a fringe benefit.
But how?
By self.
The word how indicates understanding or system of theory or what?
Indicates
just want to
the
get
idea of wanting to get
mm-hmm, that's all.
Wanting to know a method, perhaps. Mm-hmm. So, what advice can one give a person who asks about a particular issue, problem?
You'd like to understand or to know how.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
Otherwise, we might not be able to answer the question that he just wanted it that way. Just to show how.
Because the person wants a certain result.
Mm-hmm. Next one.
Okay, can I just go back here a little bit? This was how to study in the moment of attachment to food arising, for example. And you've just explained again, but the answer is understanding, which will arise mm-hmm. by conditions with no one trying, with no one doing anything. But the conditions, some of the conditions for understanding are hearing the Dhamma, hearing the true Dhamma, and considering it, mm-hmm. discussing it.
Until it's her own understanding.
Until it's her own understanding, yeah.
But I'd like to perhaps slightly correct what you said, because the Jhana's answer to that question was not develop understanding so much as the question is wrongly asked in
yes.
the first place.
Yes.
Because there isn't an answer that brings a certain result. The person wants to know, how can I develop understanding when mm-hmm. I have a craving for food?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There isn't an answer to that question.
Who can tell her how?
Well, you can't answer that particular question. I see that.
That's why we talk about aramana. See, food is aramana.
Uh-huh.
At moment of seeing it, craving for food, food is still aramana, not understanding what aramana is.
Yes.
So how can there be no craving when there is no understanding?
There can't. But I guess I'm extending it. How, if when there is no understanding, then the next logical question.
Why Didn't you want to know what craving is? And no one can stop its arising. Mm-hmm. See?
True, yeah.
Just the self who tried not to have it.
When people who are just beginning to study the Dhamma, to listen.
That person should understand it, should understand what Dhamma is.
Yes, so that you go back there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basic Dhammas, what Dhammas are. Mm-hmm.
Understand one word at a time is the best thing. Mm.
Do you want me to move on here, Sarah?
Well, if you finish, if you have anything more to discuss on that.
No, please. I don't think so. It's always I'm thinking about this in the context of people who ask.
Mm-hmm. It's very helpful then when you elaborate on their way of thinking. So please.
Well, yes, when someone asks or shows an interest in the Dhamma.
Yes, but there are many people who show interest in Dhamma, like wanting to know. Mm-hmm. Or to understand.
Wanting to know how.
Wanting to know what Dhamma is, or don't want to know what Dhamma, just want to know that whatever they like to know.
Oh, I think for the most
like
part it's that.
Craving for fruit, for food.
I think for the most part it's that. But how, because I don't think they know. Okay. They don't know what they don't know.
Tell me how to be happy. See? Who can tell?
I can have an easier time trying
tell
to tell you.
Tell me not to have attachment. Who can do?
She says, well, I guess it is through listening and considering the Dhamma more and more. Okay, she's trying to answer her question, her previous one. I guess it's through listening and considering the Dhamma more and more. We can understand on an intellectual level and know when lopa, moha, dosa are arising, even if it is not seen by banya.
So
first, an interesting one.
Yes. So first of all, she should know clearly what Dhamma is. Mm-hmm. It's not Dhamma, see? It's seeing Dhamma. If she doesn't know that, so what would she like to know? Something which is not daily life, or what?
I think she would like to know how to develop understanding.
Of what? Of what?
I'm not sure she knows what.
Not of saying.
I'm reading a lot into this, but yes, you're right. You need to know what you want. What understanding is, understanding of what?
Whatever appears, does she want to understand? Maybe she said no. I want to understand how to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's an interesting next sentence. It's just quite new to me still to develop understanding by intellectual understanding, since Goenka always told me to the contrary.
Not Buddha.
No, no, exactly. But I think this is what we those of us who try to who end up having discussions with other people often end up having the discussion with somebody knows Goenka's method or knows somebody else's method or thinks they do. And,
I don't mind who, when they're not okay. Buddha.
Right, right. So does anyone else have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I just have a question, Arjun, because that's what was taught and what we talk about. It's how to develop the right understanding. But my question is, like you say, this is conditioned and this is Dhamma. You told now to understand the Dhamma, what is real. But it's still it's for me, it's not like this. For example, like, it's a lot of like a thinking, like even it's not the thinking, it's like a real word for everything. So, because you tell the Dhamma, but it's still not yet understood at all. And the point is, even there is sometimes like a thinking like this, like in my case, for example, like just maybe they consider even it's not the Dhamma, it's but a story that thinks of, oh, this is anatta, this is dukkha, or this is anicca. And isn't it the way to develop more understanding?
What thinks?
Vitaka.
Or Dhamma. See,
Dhamma.
No one thinks.
Yes.
Anytime when thinking arises, there can be the understanding of that moment, which thinks. That is not that which sees. All come to anatta-ness, realities. Because sometimes one thinks that, okay, seeing is not me, but thinking is I.
That's so true.
But it's like a long way. It's like one moment of understanding and then many moments of ignorance.
Yeah.
And it just needs to wait.
Yeah. Yeah. So you understand what's meant by kanti. Viriya,
yeah. Little
satcha,
by little
adhidana.
But I would like to understand more than kanti.
I. Yeah. Can you understand everything in a day? Or 2 days? Or 2 years? Or 20 years? It seems like it's not so difficult to understand. But actually, the more you know, the more you can see the subtlety of reality. It's beyond expectation. Nobody can think about the moment when it arises and falls away. Just know that whatever appears now arises and falls away. That's all. And that's not enough. Because it's only thinking about that, but not the direct experiencing of it. When one knows that it's true, shouldn't one follow it until it can be a moment of penetration, penetrating the truth with understanding?
When the moment comes only, when the proper moment comes only, it's not like by doing something or and ajahn, but some people tell us like, if they think that it's like some kind maybe of form of meditation, they are very, because for example your teaching are very, I appreciate them so much because it's like so natural, because you don't used to say anyway, just read and listen, and the mind finds its own way by different moments, you know, sometimes listen this sutta and that, and it's very natural. But it's like slow, but some people have a particular way even about the doorways and about the observing the activities like Nama and Rupa, two different activities, they may not even the seed or nothing, but they may in daily life have a particular way of developing. There is six doorways, and there is like seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and the mind activities like thinking, and they are very strict to that. Observe what happens in daily life. And what do you think about this?
Who is doing that?
A self.
Okay, so that's not the way to eradicate the idea of self.
But maybe by way of self can be no,
no
self.
No, never. The way of self is avijja, not understanding, ignorance. Otherwise there is no self if there is no ignorance. Where is ignorance now? Whenever there is no right understanding, whenever akusala citta arises, when there is the clinging to the idea of I or self, and vichaya is opposite of ignorance.